Tuesday, July 18th, 6 p.m. We got Alderman Chusky, Ms. Torulis, Alderman Cook, and staff. Citizens' comments, assuming none. Minutes for correction approval for June 20th, 2017.
Look fine to me.
Okay, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay, on new business. Item one, PW 2017-52, capital improvement project update.
This is the typical quarterly update. If you'd like, I can provide a brief summary, or we can just move on. Whatever you'd like.
I went down Kennedy Road and it's gorgeous.
Excellent.
I made a point to go down Kennedy Road.
Was it striped? I haven't been on.
They were striping it.
Okay.
I picked it up at Grand Reserve and came back into town and it was striped.
Now all we're going to have to do is reduce the speed limit to 30 so that nobody goes over 50.
Yeah, I don't see anything else.
The potholes did do something. Did do something.
Yeah. Speed bumps.
That was terrible. Yeah. Traffic calming.
That's yeah, that's right.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Item number two, PW 2017-53, quarterly bond / LLC reduction summary.
Yeah, again, just a quarterly update, informational purposes. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
So the Hammond water main is completed then?
Correct.
Because it says remaining balance zero, and does it go off the list then? Is that what happens?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that was an outstanding one. That was probably 10 years it
yeah.
took to complete it, but we finally
okay.
were able to accomplish.
This looks good.
See?
Oh,
okay. Item three, PW 2017-54, NPDES annual report.
All right, this is the month for all the informational items. So this is the, we have to do an annual report, if everybody recalls. This is just the report that goes into the IEPA. And again, be happy to address any questions anybody has with it.
Nothing to say.
Yeah.
Item number four, PW 2017-55, Wyandotte Ridge bond call.
All right, there's a detailed memo and a series of documents behind it. Basically, the summary is the current agreement with Ryland or Cal Atlantic requires that all the public improvements, the punch list items, be complete by the end of August. They have requested some additional time. They agree that they're going to complete all the items. Some of the main items, as Ken knows, is grading of the two north ponds
the trail.
Yeah, there's a few issues outside the ponds, but they are moving forward with the grading of the ponds. We had a pre-construction meeting yesterday here, and they plan on coming in next week to start that work. They anticipate that'll take about 3 or 4 days. They really didn't want to do that work in the spring, and we agreed it was kind of bad timing and just would have made a mess. Now is the correct time to do it. You really don't want to seed until at the end of August at the earliest. So just with all the dates and what have you, they had made the request to extend it to the end of October. We support that request. There's a series of documents prepared by Kathy that make those adjustments in the agreements.
So this April 19th MMO, you haven't been out since then?
I've been out there since then.
Oh yeah. Okay. Is the pretty much the same information though from April 19th as it would be now?
As far as I
was looking at your picture, and
yeah.
Is that? Or I was wondering if that's been addressed or not.
That is not. In fact, I stopped out there about 2 hours ago. That has not been addressed. It was supposed to be addressed several weeks ago, and it has not. So I keep getting calls from that resident that lives next to it, and Cal Atlantic keeps telling me they're going to get to it, but they have not.
What is it?
It's the trail. It's a washout.
Okay. It's of the trail?
Of the
okay,
trail.
That's what it looks like.
There's,
I want to make sure.
Limestone, and actually it's all around it are these drains, and I know they had some issues with the drains out there.
That's what it looked like, but I
yeah,
don't want to make that assumption.
It's a major, that area happens to be a major overland flow route. We're going to have to do something different than have a limestone path there. It's just going to continue to wash out. So I've talked to Cal Atlantic about it, and they're going to try one more thing, but if that doesn't work, then it's probably going to be either concrete or asphalt in that section.
They would do that before acceptance?
Correct.
Okay. And that is a privately maintained and owned trail after acceptance.
Be the HOA of the way.
Correct.
That's correct.
Oh, so I didn't know. Okay, so that has... Okay. But the trees, I heard the trees were all pulled out for the most part. There was a bunch of junk trees that willows
around,
and stuff.
Yeah, around the ponds. Mm-hmm. I mean, a year and a half ago, they did that. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting on an updated report on the ponds. They're supposed to be submitting annual reports. We have not seen one from last year or this year. So that's in our punch list, too. So we're waiting on those documents.
Who's they?
From Cal Atlantic.
Okay.
Yeah. And whoever they hire to go out and do those reports.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a problem with 2 month extension. That's not... What about you guys?
No, sounds fine. Makes sense.
Does this need a vote from council then? So you want to put on consent?
Mm.
Okay. Put on consent.
We should be ready for that at the next meeting too.
Item number 5, PW 2017-56, water meter price increase.
So there's a memo in the packet from Eric. We haven't adjusted these in a few years, and our cost of supplies and accessories have gone up. So he's recommending a commensurate increase in each one of the meter sizes to offset our cost. So there is a little bit of staff time included in there. He didn't write down the exact dollar amount. I want to say it was like $30 or $40. Per meter, but we consider that to be reasonable for the amount of time it takes to change everything out.
And so what I'm reading here, this is only for new constructions?
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
And if we were to upgrade previous, how would that get paid for?
If we just kind of pull it out of one?
Yeah, like a regular house, older parts of town or something.
Yeah, we just need the cost. It's rolled into the cost of operations after the initial install.
Okay.
So.
Wasn't sure of that.
Good.
Item 6, PW 2017-57, downtown fencing and sidewalk.
The previous item will go on next week's city council agenda, too, if that's okay.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we wanted to RFP a second time for the fence and railing, or the sidewalk and fence project in the West Alley and the East Alley. We did get a bid within our dollar amount. The references came back positive, and we started to do some side research and weren't comfortable with recommending the existing bidder. Their geography is pretty far away. They've had some public bids that they've run into issues on. And nobody locally bid it, and Eric had contacted a couple vendors and just said, you know, hey, why didn't you bid on this? And they said, well, because it's kind of two different items, we can't really do both of them well, we can do one or the other well. And so the recommendation was actually to split it up into sidewalk work and then have the fence contractor come in after the fact and then install it on the sidewalk. So that's our recommendation, is that we would actually go out and do that. It's possible that one of those two, depending on our cost estimates, may be less than $20,000. If it is, then we would probably just quote it out and get the sidewalk done. And then if the other one requires a bid, then we'll go out and do that. But the intent is to turn that right around again, so hopefully a third time is the charm on this project.
So the fencing, what, is it bolt to the sidewalks, or is it got its own separate support structure and the sidewalks go next to it?
I believe it's anchored into the sidewalk on both occasions.
So you want the sidewalks probably done first?
Correct, yes.
Before you would go and have the fencing come in?
Yes, yes.
Makes sense.
The wall's collecting artwork.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good artwork? In the eye of the beholder, maybe? Beholder?
Yes.
Okay.
Not, it's nothing good. You're just kind of like what? Somebody just stapled some.
Flyers?
No, I don't know. It's some kind of artwork. I don't know what to tell you.
We'll have to go down and take a look at it.
Yeah. It's just like, it disappeared. I'm like, oh, okay. That's new.
So if everybody's okay, we would actually recommend rejection of the bids. And then depending on whether the supplemental bids require, or the the authorizations require city council vote. We would either just immediately move to do them separately at a staff level, or if they require council authorization, we'll try to bring that back as soon as possible. Probably not for the next meeting, potentially August.
Sounds good.
Okay. Old business, any? So none. Additional business.
I got a question. What's happening at our new parking lot? There's big holes.
Which one?
By the...
Second.
Oh, second.
Yeah, we're getting ready to, you know, come in and mill and resurface mm-hmm. it. So one thing that was noticed was that the storm structures are in poor condition.
Okay. That's what you
saw. So Public Works is actually out there fixing those. Okay. Before we come in.
I walked down there this morning. I'm like, where'd those holes come
we
from?
We have so many parking lots torn up. I didn't know which one.
Yeah. There's what, three big, huge?
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Big holes.
Yes, they are.
It's like, whoa. Okay.
Anything? I got pictures.
Yes, sir.
Pictures are always. Everybody loves my pictures. I know Eric has been trying to get this fixed, but since my noisiest complainer says if Rose Spears was still alderman,
oh dear.
This would not be a problem, which kind of got the hair on the back of my head to stand up.
I understand.
I think we talked about, I think I might have brought this up once before, but this is by the post office along the queue.
Sure.
And I just took these pictures tonight. This has been over.
Couple years.
Well, a neighbor tells me it's over a year.
Yeah.
I can attest to 7 or 8 months.
Yeah. Are these the ones that they got cut and ComEd needs to come out and reconnect them?
It's Comcast. Comcast.
Okay.
But that hole is about 2 feet deep and about three by
sent
two.
Representative
and it's right next to the ball field, so I mean, this kid is running down the street.
Okay. Right.
He's going to fall in there, and there's iron pipe, and there's, I mean, there's...
No, Comcast said it should have been done
so,
by this Friday.
Okay.
That's a property thing? Or
Parkway.
Or is it Parkway?
City Parkway.
So we did have... communication with it is Comcast, their representative. They actually had committed last Tuesday that it would be done by last Friday, which means they then missed that deadline.
I can attest to you that half hour ago it was not done.
Yep, we'll follow up with them again and see what she has to say.
Jackie,
I don't have any more pictures.
I see they're doing all the sidewalks. What about on that one that's ours on Hawthorne Court? That was the only thing. I sent you an email. It's front of Maskey's.
Right.
It's the one that's heaved, Jackie.
Oh, by Cox. And
they thought that when they seen them doing all the ones along Walsh.
I told her those were the ones with the street with the...
I told that to Jim, too. Yeah. And they thought that those guys were going to come in there and fix that.
Okay.
And I said, I don't believe so. I think this one would be our responsibility.
I'll check on that one, too. I know that
it's cracked and raised up.
The sections that are being done adjacent to the roadways are where the ADA transitions are going in, which is a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So they shouldn't be going probably too much farther back than the initial transition point.
Correct.
Maybe a couple squares.
They're fixing parts that are bad, too, because there's a couple sections. I mean, they're done, I think. They really
is the road contractor doing that, or is Public Works just doing it, you know?
This is down in near Walsh.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of the road program taking care of anything like along the main line.
So it's probably
Public Works.
Okay.
Because their construction horses are parked there.
Yeah.
That's why I assumed it. Maybe it's where the drains come.
Yeah, we'll follow up and
check. It's filled with epoxy. Because they had a gentleman, about a year or so ago, fell and got hurt.
Yeah.
So the guys just filled it, but it's
I know there was, I don't remember if it was that one, but somebody did ask about an unlevel sidewalk, and I know, I think the comment was made that they hadn't rented the grinder in a while, so that they
I don't, it's a hike, because I was just over there, and I'm like, it's...
Well, he seen them doing the ones in the street, and he said, well, don't forget to remind them to do this one, and I said, I think this belongs to the city, because that looked like it's the horses from the construction project from D. that's doing the lawns along the street.
Yeah, I'll gladly go out and take a look at it. But generally, we have been trying to not touch that sidewalk because Eric wanted to use other funds to hit those. So, I wouldn't think that D is doing it, but that's something I'd go out and check quickly tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is this Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Hawthorne?
Yeah. You're at the end of the cul-de-sac.
It's, yeah, you drive all the way to the end
of
the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you go when you
it's
down
the only one in here that's kind of bad. And it's actually the
pieces
are good.
You can't mix it if you
Should
walk.
Should be obvious.
You
so
can't
yeah,
miss
I'll
it when you walk it because
they epoxied it.
Sure.
Okay. Our guys epoxied it
a
year ago.
A year
yeah.
or some more than a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, I can call John.
Yeah, they had an elderly neighbor go down and get hurt there.
We'll send out an email on it tomorrow, just letting you know where it is.
All right. Well, because I told the gentleman it wasn't part of the disability part.
Correct.
But, yeah, I didn't even know. Some of those weren't that bad, but evidently it's whatever.
Oh, they're all over. We're doing that all over.
Yeah.
Basically the law or ADA requirements are is if you're using if a community goes out and reconstructs or does a mill and resurfacing, that you have to correct the ADA sidewalks.
But are they doing that over in Heartland too? They're over there. There's a lot of sidewalks ripped up over
in Heartland. I'm not sure.
There's one on Spring.
Oh yeah, yes. That's part of the road program. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So yes,
I noticed
we're
a couple.
Addressing.
Not
so
as many as by you.
But. Yeah, anywhere we're doing milling and resurfacing, we have to correct.
Okay.
Oh.
And basically, there's like 6 or 7 parameters that have to be met to make it ADA compliant.
When they have like the older ones that are orange, but they're not that plastic, do those have to go? You know, but they got the bubbles,
because they don't meet the current standard, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I said, Jay. Some of those look not that bad, and
I've
seen them turn them up,
right.
I'm like, wow.
They don't meet the current standard.
That's why I was
kind of
surprised over Heartland and wherever I am.
We actually ran into an issue where Autumn Creek, they had just installed those, and they had done half of them in any like geographic area, or all of them?
Pretty much all of them, and they were all but one were incorrect. So they had to repair like 20-something.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. I got nothing else. All right. Then we need adjourn 6:19.
All right. Thank you.